Hi footy friends, Alex here. Just before you feast your ears on the football hour, I want to tell you about this class new app called Hoops Connect. It helps you find sporting events and classes in your local area. Ever got home from work and fancied a kickabout? Jump on Hoops Connect and it will show you the nearest match. You can get it off the App Store or Google Play straight away. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour podcast. Thank you once again for picking up your iPhone, your phone, whatever you're listening to on and listening to the Football Hour podcast. I'm joined with Dom Betts.
Hello, hello.
All right, he said hello to you Football Hour friends. Shall I tell you what the podcast is about? It's about Leicester City and Craig Shakespeare. We are doing Manager Watch. We're finally on to Leicester City. Brilliant, Dom. After a remarkable 18 months of the title win and then Ranieri's demise, what has Craig Shakespeare brought to Leicester to settle that club down again?
I think just stability. Like, he sort of just, all the players I think were thinking they were better than they were, in a way. And I think Shakespeare knows all the players, and they know him. He's been around the training ground for a while, and you could see the difference. Something clearly happened behind closed doors, which we don't know about. Ranieri's obviously now back in the French league, but yeah, I think everyone was dismissing the sacking, saying it was a really bad decision. I never said that, because if the dressing room's poisonous, you have to change it. No matter how much you owe to this manager, how much this manager's done for your club, if it turns poisonous, you have to get rid.
I was against the decision at the time, but it's proved to be completely, completely the right decision for Leicester. Dom, they're heading in the right direction. Shakespeare looks like he's not just a good coach, he's a good manager. Are you happy that a long-serving English coach at a club has been given a big opportunity at a big Premier League club and he's been given a big checkbook?
I do like it. I mean, everyone's always appointing foreign managers. And I mean, if we just look at Germany, they always appoint young coaches. If we look at
Shakespeare's not a young
coach. No, but I mean, okay, coaches from the country where you play. Let's look at Julian Nagelsmann at Hoffenheim. You look at Leipzig.
Tuchel.
Yeah, Tuchel, although he's not at Dortmund anymore. But you know what I mean? And England, now we are getting a few more coming through with the likes of Eddie Howe, with the likes of Paul Clement at Swansea City, and now Shakespeare at Leicester City. But getting back to his side, he's brought in some very, very interesting players, I'd say. If we start off, we brought in Kelechi Iheanacho from Man City for £25 million. Vicente Ibora from Sevilla.
Yeah, tell me about Ibora. I love him.
Although he's not necessarily the most mobile holding midfielder. Yeah, yeah. However, he will hold the midfield so well.
And he can nick goals.
Oh yeah, he does score
goals
as well.
He can play up front. He played in every position for Sevilla. Every position.
Yeah, obviously his main position will be in the holding midfield role. Sort of in that role sort of left by Kante when he went to Chelsea last summer. But yeah, Vicente Ibora from Sevilla, great signing for only £13 million. Harry Maguire from Hull City for £12 million.
Yeah, let me ask you about them. The introduction of Harry Maguire seemingly breathed new life into a very tired Leicester defence last season. What a transformation.
Yeah, Harry Maguire, obviously, he did really well coming through Sheffield United's ranks, who actually do produce a lot of good young players. I think that actually gets quite a look past. And then he moved to Hull City, I think a bit too early. He moved to Hull City when they did really well and they were in the Europa League at that point, but I don't think they really did anything in the Europa League. I think they might have got knocked out in the qualifying stages. And then now he's moved this summer to Leicester City for £12 million. And he's a great young up-and-coming centre midfielder. Big, strong
centre-back.
Yeah.
But he plays in midfield.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he's not quite an old-fashioned English centre-back like Terry Butcher, John Terry, etc., etc. But he's that more of that type than, let's say, a John Stones.
Yeah, I think the way he carries the ball into midfield is remarkable. And it's something which should be really praised. We don't see it from many defenders. And he hasn't cost £50 million like John Stones. He's doing it his own way. He looks like a big brute when he takes that ball past the striker and he goes into midfield. And you're sort of thinking, where's he going with this? But he always makes the right decision. He never gets caught.
Obviously, the game that everyone thinks of is obviously the game at Stamford Bridge last season.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because Harry Maguire's whole City career hadn't started that well at all over the last couple of years. And then last season, not even at the beginning of last season, but more when Marco Silva came in, I'd argue, he turned into a completely different animal. and what a player I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be in the setup for the next few years easily.
Okay, what is there left to achieve at Leicester City? After winning the Premier League, after having that incredible Champions League run, what should Leicester be doing? Because if I was a player, I'd be thinking, what have I got to do? What have I got to prove now?
I mean, it's hard to look at it because it's literally an anomaly of them winning the league and again getting to the Champions League quarterfinals and losing to maybe the fourth best team in the world in Atletico Madrid. But I think
that's why it blagged my head as a player, because I'd be like, what, how can I achieve what I've done already? It's impossible.
You can look at it like that, but I mean, it's quite different to other teams, but it's a lot into Monaco winning the French league. But again, obviously they've lost all their best players. Leicester only lost Kante, and I think they're not going to win the league again. I don't think they will, but I think they can.
That was my last question.
It's fine, but like they can aspire to become a team like Everton. I don't see why they can't, with all the money in the Premier League nowadays and with the belief in the side, which you can see this season. Obviously, they beat Sheffield United 4-1, I think 4-1 in the League Cup second round. But yeah, I think like they started the season well. I mean, they lost 4-3 to Arsenal. I don't think they should have lost that game.
No, should have won.
Although Arsenal may have had more chances, Leicester were just unbelievable in the game. Vardy was on fire.
Vardy's back, mate. Vardy is back.
It's all about my boy Shinji Okazaki.
Well,
he just gets goals, 2-2.
Let me ask you about them two after a little break here on the Football Hour. You know that Hoops Connect app I was telling you about at the start? As well as participating in their events, you can create your own. You put the sport, you put the price, you put the number of attendees, and obviously you put the location. It's a great new way to meet new mates as well. The link to download Hoops Connect is in this podcast description below. Let's get back to the footy chat. Welcome back to Manager Watch, the Craig Shakespeare Leicester City edition of the series. Dom, before the break, you were eager to talk about Vardy and Okazaki. I think they're easily Leicester's best front two. But last season they bought Slimani. This season they buy Iheanacho. Can either of Slimani or Iheanacho break into that partnership?
I don't think they can, because although these players may be better than them technically, I don't think they're better than either of those two together, although we haven't really seen any other partnership. But I don't think you can be, because Okazaki and Vardy just suit each other so well. Not big guy, small guy, but hold-up play striker in Okazaki, and then Vardy making the runs in behind and bagging the goals. And Okazaki, people maybe argue, oh, he's not the best technically good footballer. Well, he's got 2-2 so far, so you can't really look past him.
Yeah.
For me. And I think
Iheanacho is not going to be happy, though.
No, because he
must have left City to go and play.
He must have joined Leicester from Manchester City to become, not a club legend exactly, but the main focal point up front.
Well, I think what Iheanacho wants to do is what Lukaku has done. He was at Chelsea, knew he wasn't going to get a game, go out to Everton, and this is what Iheanacho's seen in Leicester, that he can go there, hopefully bag a load of goals, and then in 3 years' time go back to a big club. I know Man City have still got a buyback clause on him for about $55 million. He just needs to play first, but I can't, as you say, I can't see them breaking the Vardy-Okazaki partnership unless there's injuries. Dom, if Riyad Mahrez leaves, can a player like Damari Gray fill his shoes?
I think he can. I mean, Mahrez really in the last year hasn't been amazing like he was in the Premier League winning campaign.
He's given up.
Yeah, and although I would take $30 million for Mahrez, he's not going to get any better than he is. His value is only going to go down, I think, personally. And Damari Gray is a player I really like. He came through, obviously, the Birmingham youth system. He was really, really good for them in the Championship when they were struggling, and he made a move to Leicester, and at the time I did think it was the right move, and I still think it is.
Yeah, I do. He's still young, and what quality he has, better than anything else, is a dull, boring game he can just turn on its head. He can change a football match, and not many players have that skill. I like him. He's very direct, good dribbler. He just needs to play more, and I think if Mahrez leaves, they might have a £60 million player in Damari Gray who sits on the bench.
Because like, they've been linked with Andros Townsend from Palace.
Oh, leave off.
And I'm just like, no, just play Damari Gray.
Maybe there's the inability of someone like Craig Shakespeare. Don't go for Townsend, please. Right, Dom, coming on to the end of the podcast, where Can Leicester City and Craig Shakespeare finish in this season's Premier League?
I think they'll make their way back into the top half this season, and I'm going to say 10th. I think they have the potential to go higher. But what I reckon Leicester could do this season is get 10th, but also reach a League Cup or an FA Cup final. Right. I can't see any reason why they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, Millwall got to what, just quarters or the semis last year, so anyone can.
Well, they beat Leicester on the way to that.
Yeah, they did. That was where Leicester got knocked out at the Den, or the New Den.
I think, shockingly, I think Leicester will finish 7th above Everton, who everyone predicts going to finish 7th, but I think Leicester have a lot more goals in them.
No, what's going to Arsenal will finish 8th. Everton will finish 6th.
All right, OK. Right, that's been the Leicester City, Jamie Vardy FC edition of Manager Watch series featuring Craig Shakespeare's Leicester. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to hear the next one, Stoke City, Mark Hughes, subscribe to this pod. It'll be out very shortly.
Laters.
Now the football hour is sadly over. Go and download Hoops Connect. The link is in this podcast description and get playing and organising your favourite sports. I'm off to organise a footy game, 1v1, me versus Don Betts. I'm going to make him look as bad as Mauro Fellaini doing a step over.